Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to the story of Jesus. Are you ready to learn about Jesus? Well, get a fuzzy blanket and your favorite stuffed animal, because it's time to meet Jesus. This is the story of Jesus by Ellen White, Chapter 1, God's Love for Man. In the little town of Nazareth, nestled among the hills of Galilee, was the home of Joseph and Mary, who were afterward known as the earthly parents of Jesus. Now, Joseph was of the lineage, or family, of David, and so when a decree was sent out for the people to be taxed, he had to go to Bethlehem, the city of David, to have his name enrolled. This was a toilsome journey, as people traveled in those times. Mary, who went with her husband, was very weary as she climbed the hill on which Bethlehem stands. How she longed for a comfortable place in which to rest. But the inns were already full. The rich and the proud were well cared for, while these humble travelers had to find rest in a rude building where cattle were sheltered. Joseph and Mary possessed little of earth's riches, but they had the love of God, and this made them rich in contentment and peace. They were children of the heavenly King, who was about to give them a wonderful honor. Angels had been watching them while they were on their journey, and when night came on and they went to rest, they were not left alone. Angels were still with them. There, in that lowly shed, Jesus the Savior was born and laid in a manger. In that crude cradle lay the Son of the Highest, he whose presence had filled the courts of heaven with glory. Before he came to the earth, Jesus was the commander of the angel hosts. The brightest and most exalted of the sons of the morning heralded his glory at the creation. They veiled their faces before him as he sat upon his throne. They cast their crowns at his feet and sang his triumphs as they beheld his greatness. Yet this glorious being loved the poor sinner and took upon him the form of a servant, that he might suffer and die for us. Jesus might have remained at the Father's side wearing the kingly crown and the royal robe, but for our sake, he chose to exchange the riches of heaven for the poverty of earth. He chose to leave his station of high command, to leave the angels who loved him. The adoration of the heavenly throng he chose to exchange for mockery and abuse by wicked men. From love to us, he accepted a life of hardship and a death of shame. All this Christ did to show how much God loves us. He lived on earth to show how we may honor God by obedience to his will. He did this so that by following his example, we may at last dwell with him in his heavenly home. The priests and rulers among the Jews were not ready to welcome Jesus. They knew that the Savior was soon to come, but they expected him to be a mighty king who would make them rich and great. They were too proud to think of the Messiah as being a helpless child. So when Christ was born, God did not reveal it to them. He sent the glad news to some shepherds who kept their flocks on the hills around Bethlehem. These were good men, and as they watched their sheep by night, they talked together about the promised Savior and prayed so earnestly for his coming that God sent bright messengers from his own throne of light to teach them. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child.
And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
To be continued.
Now every day I am going to ask some questions about the story that we just read to help you think about what we were learning about today. So here's the questions for today. Are you ready? Question number one. Why did Jesus come to earth to live? Question number two. Who was the commander of the heavenly hosts? And our final question, number three. Why didn't the angels announce Jesus' birth to the priests and rulers? Now you can send your answers to us at aplacetodosomething@gmail.com, or you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook with your answers. We love to see how you're participating in our programs, and especially now as we learn more about Jesus. And don't forget to check out the activity for today at aplacetodosomething.com/thestory. That's aplacetodosomething.com/thestory. Thank you so much for joining us today, and make sure to check back tomorrow for the next chapter in the story of Jesus.
This audio program was brought to you by A Place to Do Something and narrated by Ruthie Reeves. You can find more programs like this at www.aplacetodosomething.com.